Welcome to the Christian History Shorts. This is Why Study Christianity. Before continuing too far along this journey into the annals of early Christianity, it is worth considering why we ought to study Christian history in the first place. But perhaps we must start even more broadly. Why study history? For many, the word rings with dryness, the dull monotony of kings and chronologies, as a listener instinctively slouches in a chair, eyelids drooping into a drowsy stupor. So-and-so begets so-and-so, and so forth. You, dear listener, are unlikely to fit that mold, having yourself decided to begin this endeavor. But it is worth considering, nonetheless. First, history opens the door to new worlds, filled with characters as varied as those in the worlds of J.R.R. Tolkien, Ursula K. Le Guin, J.K. Rowling, Lewis Carroll, George R.R. Martin, among many others. While it is easy to get weighed down by names and chronologies, history is the study of individuals placed in realms and lands which we lack continuity with, a new frontier to explore. Here be dragons. We would struggle to converse with them as we journeyed through their realm. Linguistic difficulties would be but the first hurdle to overcome, as they interpret their world very differently. Not that they, in some way, lack our intelligence. We might find them more wise than anyone in our age. Nor ought we to look down on them for their unscientific ways, as we are often inclined to boast. For, should they explain their viewpoint to us, it would seem perfectly comprehensible and rational. Though, even the ancient Greeks, so highly praised in the Western world, would be wanting in science. Though, if truth be told, even the most scientific of us cling to lucky garments or let our knuckles rap on wood to ensure our team doesn't lose. History presents many new worlds to explore, and many people to meet. Except that as opposed to fiction, it really happened. And, as is often the case with real life, it is far stranger and more nuanced than fiction could ever be. Finding the individuals whose actions shape their worlds, especially those of a distant past, is challenging. Even understanding the views and psychology of a person sitting across a table from you is incalculably difficult. The fantasy author can invent characters, but the historian is limited in materials, using the small scraps of evidence and imagination to reconstruct these ancient figures and to see the world through their eyes. This leads to a second observation about the study of history. It provides perspective on present circumstance. I do not think that one necessarily learns, rules, or receives guidance on how to conduct politics or how to better interpret world events or crises. Many of history's major turning points were accidents, which, had the wind's course been subtly altered, could easily have taken a different turn. Certainly, history can provide limited insights into present conflicts or the underlying bases for present inequalities, and can explain in part, for example, why Asia Minor predominantly speaks Turkish rather than Arabic or Greek, why Russia is so vast, why North Africa is predominantly Muslim, or why there are two Koreas. More importantly, exploring history instructs how to think about people and events around us. In our daily lives, we are often limited to a one-dimensional outlook, interpreting the world through our perspective, imposed on us by our culture, language, religion, and education, and only rarely taking into consideration the thoughts and concerns of others. An opposing political party or divergent religious outlook is treasonous, and its adherents are stupid. History, however, allows us to leave much of this partisanship behind and examine historical events more objectively, though we do still carry a lot of baggage back to those ancient times and can end up interpreting the same data in different ways. Still, events which were once thought black and white smooth to a confusing gray. We can thus see why the Persian forces under Xerxes attacked the Greek cities, while sympathizing with the Greeks defending their homeland, and yet realized that both were in some way guilty of the conflict. The assassination of Julius Caesar, a heinous murder, a defense against dictatorship, well, both. The varying perspectives and aims in the world wars, where economics and fear underlie many of the better described military operations and alliances, aid us in better understanding the daydreams and the nightmares of those participants. People in the past and today are much more complex and nuanced than we usually give them credit for. So, why Christian history? Beyond the rather simple explanation that one can, once again, find entertainment in the drama of Christianity, the tying together of religion and people, observing how they together interact with the world around them, the logic with which they discuss concepts and ideas, internally and externally, and how divisions within religion often arise from, or at least align with, cultural, linguistic, or political ideologies. For example, practicing a different version of Christianity in Persia and Egypt was a means of distancing themselves politically from the government in Constantinople. The interrelationship of politics, religion, identity, and society are not to be missed. Everywhere Christianity traveled, it left an imprint. Its 1500-year reign over Europe left an indelible mark and continues to influence the presuppositions and beliefs in societies there today, even those who would rather leave that era behind. Christianity remains a major world religion today, probably the biggest, with over 2 billion adherents. The layers of a divergent Christian movements and traditions reflected in the world today can largely be explained and understood in terms of political, religious, and social events through history. Further, we can watch as Christianity itself adapts to its environment as it encounters divergent traditions. Finally, for Christians themselves, Christian history is a part of their identity. It explains the why of their rituals and traditions, highlighting the brilliant thinkers, courageous martyrs, and the majority lay faithful who helped make their religion what it is today. At the same time, Christian history provides a deeper understanding of their relatives spread across the world, often observing the same religion in unique and novel ways. Studying history builds a mutual appreciation across the many divisions, inspiring in the elements of unity and respect for the diversity. Whichever motivation you need, I hope you join us on this brief saga into the history of Christianity.